We're gonna do it. It's happening. How's your day going?
Good. It's so nice and sunny and beautiful here. What about you?
Awesome. Yes, it's the same here, actually. Okay. Got it. Dismiss. All right. And there we go. And this way I can see both screens, and if somebody comes and joins the chat, like we can talk to him about it.
Yeah,
Does that sound
awesome.
good?
That sounds fabulous.
Sweet. All right. Here we go. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Soul Prince Podcast and Akashic Beck on YouTube. I am here with my lovely, beautiful guest and friend. She is an animal communicator. She's also a channeler, and she has all kinds of gifts, y'all. And I'm so glad that she's decided to join us. Her name is Kate. Chance, is that, did I say it correctly? Chance. I always say Kate. I don't ever think about
No.
saying your last name.
No.
Kate Chance.
Same. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Welcome, Kate. Thank you for being on Soul Prince today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I am doing really good. I've been excited about this.
Yes, I am so stoked. And we have, oh, cool. We got people in the chat already. That's exciting. Alice says hello. So if you are watching live streaming on YouTube, you can come and join the chat. And if you have a question for Kate, please put it in the chat.
Yeah, I love
Yeah.
that.
Awesome. All right, Kate. Well, I always start off kind of the same way. So please tell everyone about yourself, where you're from, what you do, any tidbits that you want to share. You can even share, your astrology, numerology, human design, whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I live in Canada. And I am in Ontario, so like more southern Ontario,
Okay.
in an area, like I live in an area called the Niagara region.
Okay.
So it's known here in Ontario for like lots of like fruit trees and tons of wineries here, and it's a very
Nice.
beautiful, lush area. So I live in this little town, and it's really cool because it's like a skinny little town. But then like we've got the lake like on one side and then a mountain right on the other side, and we're kind of like nestled in it.
Oh,
So
nice.
it's
That
my
sounds
favorite
beautiful.
because it's like there's the water and there's the forest. Where do I want to go today? Right? Like this is so nice.
You have that option.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful. So yeah, so we're about like maybe 40 minutes or so from the Buffalo border, like just to give
Okay.
some context. We're not too far from the border. And so I live here with my husband Rick and our furry daughter Briar. She's our dog. We call her our furry daughter. She is our child,
She is
literally.
baby.
She's the baby.
She's a
She's a
baby.
big baby. She's a gentle giant. Yeah. So that's where I live. And so I offer one-on-one channeled readings. So I started offering well, I know we'll get into it, but I started offering one-on-one channeled readings from the planets. So the different planets in the sky, like Venus and Pluto and Mercury, and anyone who's familiar with astrology and astronomy or whatnot, like you kind of know what I'm talking about. And then I also offer one-on-one channeled readings, like animal communication readings for people, like with their pets. So I can do that like with dogs, or I started doing this la like it hasn't been a year yet because I started offering that September 2022. Mostly I get like dogs and cats, but I can do birds, I can read hamsters, like really, really any. They're all sentient, beautiful, sentient conscious beings, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So I love it.
So that's what I do. Yeah, I love the animals.
Yes.
So that's what I do. And then, okay, so for my because of course, like the astrology, we're all into that, right? So I am an Aries sun, and I am a Capricorn moon, and I am a Scorpio rising.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an intense combination.
It is. Yeah, it is. I've got the fire with Aries, and then the earth with Capricorn, and then the water with Scorpio. So you're an Aries sun too, right?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. I am Aries, yeah. Aries Club.
Yeah. And then, okay. And then human design, my type, I'm a projector.
Okay.
And my, you would know better than me. I think it's called is it my profile line? It's a 5-1. Is that what you call
it? Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm a projector 5-1. And I always like to do, like, whenever I talk about human design, if there's any other projectors out there, hit me up, because I don't know a lot of projectors. So
really,
yeah,
I'm surrounded by them. Like, you just need to come down here and meet all the projectors I know.
Yes, I would love that. I'm always like, where is the other projectors in my life?
So right.
I have to come visit.
You know, and I don't know that many female projectors, actually. I actually have a friend who is, and it's like, you can tell, like, her energy is very distinctive, you know, like being in her energy is very interesting to me. The most of the projectors that I know are men.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. Cause like, I don't know a lot. So yeah, I'm going to have to come down and see you so I can meet some.
That would be great. Yeah. So, cause projectors, like, they like to like grasp information and bring it back to them, you know. Absolutely. That totally makes sense that you're a channeler, you know, to me. You're like, I'm pulling it out of the ethers, you know?
Yes. It's like that kind of like, that like aura, like laser beam that we have, like we're always, like you said, like seeking, like what yes. can we kind of pull in? But yeah, when I found out I was a projector, like that totally changed things for me. Like I was
it was a game changer. Right. It does, doesn't it though? Because you're like, it all makes sense now, you know?
Totally. And just like, even like a big one for me is like understanding like how to operate, like like the best ability for my type. Like it feels like I'm home or something. You know what I mean? Cause you're like, oh, okay. Like I'm not a weirdo. Like this is how I like move in the world. Right.
Yes, exactly. It's how you move in the world, how you gather information, like how others receive you, you know. It's like and of course human design is based off of astrology as well. So it all kind of makes sense, you know.
It all like comes together. And then my life path. So I'm a, and hopefully I say this right, because I know you're the queen of this. It's 32-5.
Yes. 32-5. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say it if you didn't, because I remember.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. So being a five, like, you know, I feel like you're not afraid of change. You know, you thrive off of it. And yes. And I always enjoy looking at your numerology, because I know, like, I love how we connect on it, you know, and how you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and you're so appreciative, and I'm so appreciative that you're appreciative and that you see. Yeah. Like you see, it's almost like you have this, like, you already have this depth of understanding about yourself. And then I bring you the numerology. You're like, yes, another piece of the puzzle, another piece. Yeah.
That's exactly it. And that's what, like, I mean, you know what? Yeah. I love your reports. I've been getting the monthly reports, which I might be due for somewhere. I'll have to check that. But I always, like I've told you, like, I always go back and like revisit it. And like I'm always every month, like, okay, so yeah, what did the report say? And oh yeah, I'm feeling that. Like, it's always bang on. Like, it's always, like I've told you, like, you're always bang on. Everything like comes to fruition. And like, to your point, it's this deeper understanding of like, oh, I get it. And like, you know, like I'm even seeing like all the puzzle pieces like slotting into place. And it's just another tool to help me navigate in the world.
Yes.
You know? Like it's just like personally with my business, like all that kind of stuff. So
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. No, you've done readings for me as well. She is phenomenal. You guys, she did a reading for Pepper, my dog.
Pep, he's so sweet. Pep.
And it was, y'all, it was so funny. I, you know, everything she said, I mean, I was like sobbing. I was like, yes, this is like totally how I was feeling, but I didn't know. And I wish I had that kind of communication with him. And what cracked me up though was you said that he loves French fries, and that's one of the treats that we give them, you know.
He was just like, yeah, I remember when he showed me, like he showed me the image of him like eating like a bunch of French fries. They're like coming out of his mouth.
That's
like,
what he wishes. Yeah. That's not how we feed him, but yeah, he wishes.
It's
so funny.
And it's so funny. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to ask you. So like whenever you are channeling, are you more visual? You know, is that kind of like your primary sense?
Yeah. It's like, I would say it's visual. Yeah. Like it's hard to say. It's hard to, because it's kind of visual and words in the same way. Like I'll get words dropped in too. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it'll be like, yeah, like French fries. Oh, okay. What do you mean about French fries? And then they'll show me like an image.
And then they'll show you. Cool.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's like a combo. I would say the top are like the visions. Like I see it like a movie. Mm-hmm. And then the words get dropped in. And then feelings. Like I will say then feelings. Like I can feel like their feelings or someone else's feelings, you know, when I'm channeling. But those would be the top two, would be the words and the images. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, that's exciting. Thank you for sharing that with us, Kate. And I'm looking at the chat right now. Also, Alice says, I'm a seven. So that's cool. Yeah. Life Path Seven. We're in a seven universal year, actually. So we're all about, it's all about like learning and absorbing information and coming to realizations. I don't know about you, but I have had so many realizations just out of nowhere, seemingly since the beginning of the year. Like it's like lightning, you know?
Yeah. And like fast. Yeah. Like I find it's like fast, like they're coming in like quick and fast. And even when you said lightning, like I felt Uranus energy here, like
that lightning,
quick change. And he's like, he's one of my favorite because he is, well, which, but it's always that way. He's like, it's like good, but then it could be challenging on the other side.
Sure.
It's
always that balance. They're all like that, I guess.
Right?
Yeah. Kind of like us, like, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Cause they're like a consciousness too. Right. So, but yeah, I felt that like, it feels like very, I've been feeling that very like Uranian energy so far, this year, and yeah, tons of insights and yeah, fast. And all of a sudden, like time is going so quickly. Like it's like, I feel like my days go so fast and I'm not even really doing anything different. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I'm just floating. Like I'm I don't even know if I'm explaining it properly.
No, you are totally. Like I completely relate.
Yeah.
Completely relate.
And it just turns into what even is time? Like then there's that bigger question, right? But I've really felt that since the beginning of this year, like a real speed up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like we're processing information at such a rapid rate. I also attribute that to why we're like so tired. Because I don't know about you, but I have been tired. Like it's a struggle to get up in the morning sometimes and, you know, and just like have momentum throughout the day. Whereas, you know, usually I have pretty good endurance, but it just seems like so much has been filtering through. It's like, okay, hang on, guys. Like, can we cap this off for just a second?
Can we like chill out and like take a break for a second? And it's interesting when you were saying about being tired in the morning. And I feel like, I don't know if you feel this, but I kept like hearing like when we're so tired, it's like we're doing so much work at night, like in our dreams and like the traveling and the astral stuff. Like, I feel like that's been a real like step up too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We also have another question. Alice wants to know if you are able to channel past over fur babies.
Oh, yes. I can. Yeah. Yeah. So I've connected with a few sweet furry souls that have passed over. And it's always really beautiful because they're always like still there, like watching over their people, you know, mm-hmm. because that's the thing with the animals is like any animal companion that we have, we've made a soul contract with them. So our souls made a contract together to experience this lifetime and probably other lifetimes together too. Mm-hmm. Most often I see that too in the readings as well, but it's kind of like, I always like see this like hand and this like paw or like wing or whatever, like shaking and saying like, you know, this is the contract we're making in this lifetime. And it's different, right, for each person. And so often I find the ones who have passed over to the other side of the veil, like their energy is still very much in your realm and your energy still connecting. Like I'm even seeing now, it's like this beautiful light pink, very Venus love, heart-centered energy, like kind of going back and forth. Like I'm seeing it now, like a infinity, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And they always have beautiful messages from the other side. And I often find with all of the animal readings and, you know, and especially the ones, oh,
look, speaking of which, yeah. And I see Briar Rose behind you as well.
Briar Rose having a little nap.
Oh my gosh.
Stress.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, he just booped away behind the, he like kind of went, he's like over yeah. talking. So what I was going to say was I often find a theme with my readings, with the animals and with the planets, is there's always an overall healing theme that they want to talk to people about. So there's always kind of this overall healing theme, and it's the same, like I especially always find that and feel that with the ones who have passed onto the other side of the veil. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like healing messages around, you know, this is something that the animals share with me, and that the information that I get and I feel it in my heart is yes, like they are here to help us on a deeper level, and how to heal. And that's going to be the healing. And so that'll be different for each person. Like maybe someone needs help around healing like their heart and like really self-love for themselves, or mm-hmm. help around stress that they're experiencing in their life, or overcoming anxiety or PTSD. Mm-hmm. Like it could really be anything. Like it's different for each person. Going back to the original question, 100%. I've channeled and spoken with beautiful fur babies on the other side. And it's almost emotional how beautiful it is that they're still there and like still connecting with your heart and your soul. Mm-hmm. Because that contract never ends, you know?
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. And, you know, I'm sure you get a lot of people wanting to connect with their familiars.
Yeah. You know? yeah. And that's what, like when we, because of course you and I have done readings together, you've read for me with the Akashic records. And I remember when you were like, yeah, Briar is a familiar. And I'm like, yeah,
she like, totally 100%. Is. I mean, you can just see the connection between the two of you, you know, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. 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 It's a lot of, the familiars are really beautiful too. And just like, it's just so like, I'm hearing the words like lockstep, like, mm-hmm. the familiars, like they're just so in lockstep with us. And yes. it's like, yeah, we've done this a million times before in a million other lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And it's always like so beautiful. Like they're showing me an image of when the two hearts come back together. And it's like, it's just such a beautiful thing. Like it gives me chills. Like when you mm-hmm. realize that with your animal companion that you've made this contract, it's so important. And that they're here to help bring us home, like home to ourselves and like home to our truth and home to what we're here to learn. And there's nothing better than that, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I love that. It's so beautiful. Alice says that her dog passed away on February 23rd and she misses him so much. And we just want to give Alice some love. I'm so sorry about your sweet pip. But yeah, it's good to know, you know, that I wasn't aware that you could speak to passed on pets. And now I'm glad that you brought that up. I'm glad that was mentioned. So thank you for sharing all that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that was a great question.
Yeah. Okay. So my next question for you is, what has the spiritual journey looked like for you?
Okay. Yes. And this is always a good question. And so I was thinking about it this morning and like, I kind of made some notes because I don't know about you. Like for me, it's like a, like kind of my whole life. So I'm like,
oh, okay, totally.
How do I explain this? Yeah. How do I explain it? So, okay. So for me, and I remember this, like these memories have come back to me, like when I was young in this lifetime, I was really connected with nature and the elementals. So I would talk to nature, like the trees and the birds and the insects and the fairies, especially. Beck knows my fairy guide, Maya, came through in our reading
Maya.
Together. She's like, oh, it's about time.
she was waiting. She'd been waiting, girl.
And so the fairies, so I did that. I spent a lot of time doing that when I was young. And then when I was about 15 and 16, which I didn't realize it at the time, but I now looking back, I understand it. I was really connected with a lifetime or lifetimes that I had in Avalon as a priestess, like a rose priestess, really connected to the rose.
Beautiful.
And so that really came online for me when I was 15 or 16. And I just had this ache to go to England. Like I'd never been to England in this lifetime, but I became England obsessed. Like I had books and like everything was England. And
yes.
Why am I not there? And like, it felt like home, even though I'd never been there in this lifetime. I didn't understand it. Like I wasn't aware of like channeling in that, on a deeper level, I guess, but I wasn't practicing it like I am
right
now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Mm-hmm. And so there was that was going on. And then after like, I was probably about 17 or so. And then it was almost like they always show me, it was like a veil that went over my eyes and went over me. And it was part of my soul path, but I made this decision at a soul level to, okay, I need to, you know, get into the real world. And I need to like fit in, like that became like a real important piece to me. And so then I went away to university, and then right out of university, it was like, well, now I need to get like a good job. Like I need to get a job that like pays well and that has really good benefits and that I get my vacation. And that was like, really like, I need to do this. This is really important. And so then right after school, I started in my career, which was like a very corporate job. And I did that for, almost 15 years. But my awakening really actually, like I reawoke in 2012. And I feel like I talked to a lot of people that 2012, I mean, I know like energetically, that was a big.
Yes, it was a significant year for sure.
Yeah. And so, like, it's almost like humanity entered like another realm, like an energetic realm, right? Like in 2012, like that's just what it feels like to me, like looking back. But anyway, so then I started to wake up, and really what triggered that for me was I was going through a really difficult time in my job where I worked in human resources. So I always had that thing where I wanted to help people. But for my sensitive soul, it was very different helping people in like a corporate type of job. And so I was doing a lot of traveling within the country, but I was away from home all the time. And just it was a lot of difficult stuff coming up in my job. And then I started to have these questions of like, this isn't what life is it? Like, this can't be it. Like, and they sound like simple questions, but they were so profound in my soul. Like this isn't it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember like I was in the car and I was looking at the window and like, suddenly I saw this robin so clearly. And he was like looking at me and it was like speaking to me. And all of a sudden, like, I hadn't noticed the birds for years. Like I hadn't noticed nature for years. And I feel like he was saying like, knock, knock, knock. Like, remember me? Like, I'm still here. Like, I'm actually your heart. Like, I'm your soul. Like, we're connected. Like, we're meant to be connected. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I haven't looked at a robin in years, which sounds so weird, but like, I was just like, so tunnel vision. Like I had totally lost connection to nature, which is so important for my soul. And so anyway, and so then I started, you know, going around to people saying like, this isn't life, right? Like there's more to life than this. And like, people are like, well, and I'm like, okay, I'm being a weirdo again. Like, cause you know, I was just like, I wasn't finding anyone who felt the same way.
Right.
So then I kind of continued along. And then it was 2015 that I just decided to like leave that career, which was like a really big deal to me. Like I didn't go any, like I just left. And so really then I just focused on, like, it sounds very basic, but I just started to focus on, okay, I need to connect back with my intuition. Okay. So do I want to eat this apple or do I want to eat this banana? Like, it sounds so weird, but I was so unconscious going through life that I wasn't even present or aware to like every action that I was taking in the moment and whether or not that was good for my heart, my soul, my body, like my mind, like all of it. Right. And so I started little steps like that. And then I started meeting like energy readers and intuitives and, you know, psychics and all that. And I was really drawn to that. I'd never done that before in my life, but I was really drawn to those types of people. And then they started to help me like piece together, like, things in my life. And then in 2018, I found astrology. And it was actually my sister, and this came up in our reading too, but my sister and I are like big activators for each other in this lifetime. My sister was like, hey, have you heard of like these like natal charts? And I'm like, no. She's like, oh, I have a friend who, here, I'll send you yours. So like she sent it to me. I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's like that emotion, like the exploding brain where it's like, how does this chart know me? Like, how does this chart know me? What is happening here? And so then I really started to ramp up, like really just around self-study of astrology. And then I started to understand how you could understand your other lifetimes by the way your chart was set up and like what you're going to do in this lifetime. And then in the midst of all this, I was doing like, what I understood was like automatic writing at the time, but now I like I was channeling, like now I, that's what I was doing. And so that started up and I would get woken up in the middle of the night and I'd have to write something down really furiously. And I'd read it in the morning. I'm like, what? I wrote that? Like, what am I even talking? And then it's like, no, I didn't. Like I channeled it. Right. Like, it
was, so that's like this didn't come from me.
No, like 100%. And I feel like they were like, okay, like we need to get your attention, like start, you know, ramping this up. And then of course, 2020 comes along and 2020, like just ratcheted up my awakening, like to the next level, where I really just started to understand the world better and how it was set up. And again, like that veil starting to like sort of come off. And then 2021 is actually when it was like, whoa, like it was like off the stratosphere because that's when the planets started coming in. And that's when Briar came into my life and I started communicating with her. And then I started my business. Like I started offering sessions like in the fall of 2021. So that was like, that's really when it took off. Like it was 2020. It was like, whoa, the world. And then it was like 2021. It was like, okay, like we mean business now. Like you need to start using your channeling abilities and serving your soul client family. Right. So
beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Well, yeah, that kind of trailed into my next question is like, how did you become aware of your gifts and how have they evolved since then? Because you know, I know you were talking about the bird and like connecting with the bird. I mean, was that kind of like the, you know, aside from when you were a teen, was that kind of like the first time that you realized, oh my gosh, do I have extra gifts? Like, do I have something, you know, so a new layer coming in or?
Yeah.
Was there another specific moment?
Like, I feel like definitely the bird was a moment, but again, I wasn't conscious to it. Like, I didn't know what was happening in that moment. Like, I didn't know, like, they're showing me now, like, the thread connecting between me and the bird, which is really just me and nature connecting again. I didn't understand that at the time. Like, I understand something profound happened, but, like, I didn't know that it was like that connection. Right. And it wasn't actually until I left my career and then I started tuning in that I would have things happen. Like I would see like flashes, like in my vision, like these sparkly, like white flashes. And so then I'm like, are my eyes okay? So then I go to the eye doctor.
Right.
You don't know, right?
Like,
you don't
know why does it always happen like that? You're like, I have a medical condition. That's so how you're just awakening.
That is always how it is, eh? And yeah. It's like, you can laugh. Like, I laugh looking back because it's like, okay, obviously, like, now I understand, like, I was seeing my angels and I was seeing my guides around me. But of course, you think, like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with my eyes?
Right.
And so that started to happen. And then I would have, like, early in the morning, I would hear voices speaking to me, but you'd kind of be like, what? Did I imagine that? You know? Or like, I would see, like, when my eyes are still closed, I could see, like, images of my angels, like these beautiful white images.
Beautiful.
Like, why am I seeing angels suddenly? And so, so that was when, like, it started to really kind of like start up. And then I started to have like visions, like of things coming to me in like dreams, or like, you know, when I was doing my automatic writing, or like, I actually started kind of like accidentally, like reading people's energy and hearing their thoughts. Like, ew. I don't know if that's ever like happened, but I was like, oh, okay, that's not like, now that doesn't happen anymore because I understand like how to work with this energy and like use this gift. Like you don't, like, it's about, you know, having that permission and everything. But yeah, I started to kind of get flashes of that and I was, whoa, like what's going on? But then, yeah. And then the planets, like when it ratcheted up, I was doing like meditation and suddenly like Venus was there. Like I saw this image of like this big, huge, like light pink planet. And I was like, Venus, like I heard Venus. And then she started to talk to me about self-love. And then like another time Pluto came. And like Pluto was talking to me about transformation and like rebirth in a time in my life. And it just started to channel through like in the words and the images and the feelings. And so I would like, write. And then I mentioned it to like some friends and then they were like, oh, well, do you want to like practice? And so I was like, okay. So I started doing that and they were like, whoa, like this is amazing. and so then I got the guidance, like start offering these as readings. And then with, the animal communication, so with Briar, like I called her in, like I manifested her in, like I've wanted a dog for a really long time. And all of 2020, I was like speaking to her and like writing. And this is like, I want this dog to come in and help me heal and like take me to the next level and all this. And then she came home with us like December, 2020. And then I set the intention that I wanted to communicate with her, like just how I do with the plant, like, you know, with the stars and everything. But, yeah. And so then I started like putting my hands on her and asking her questions. And then I started to hear the words and the images from her.
Okay.
And so then, yeah. And so then I started offering those sessions. And then even just last summer, like the elementals started to come online for me. Like I met my dragon guide and then I met my fairy guide and my mermaid guide and unicorn. So like I started communicating with the elemental side of me, which always felt like home too. And then I started having past life images. So it just started to like snowball really in 2021. Like it really came on strong then.
Beautiful. Yeah. So it all just like, it all just, sorry, we have a message in the chat, but I wanted to ask you this really quick. So would you say that, I mean, I know you said it like snowballed, but would you say that it just, like, could you feel yourself expanding?
Yes.
You know, like you could feel like every time something new would show up into your awareness, like, did you feel like yourself expand? Because as you're talking, like, I just see it doing like this, you know, like your energy and then your energy field widening.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like expansion and it felt like coming home. Like I always hear that word. Like it was like expanding and like, just like this, like getting like this ball, like getting bigger and bigger. And it felt like I was finally stepping into like, oh, like this is me. Like, mm-hmm. this is my soul. Like, mm-hmm. all this stuff has been here the whole time. Like, it was just waiting for me to wake up. Mm-hmm. And I had to experience all that other stuff in my lifetime. I mean, my right. soul came up for all of that, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to be on Earth, we have to learn lessons, you know, just part of the playing field, you know?
Yeah. Cause it's like, that's what we sign up for. And that's what we want to learn. And it's different for each person. And so I'm never like angry about like that time in my life or all those struggles. Cause it's like, but I know, and I mean, speaking again, like I really do like change, like with my five, like I really do embrace change. I really yes. do enjoy it. Cause I like to learn what's this. And, oh, I want to learn this and I want to implement this and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, 100% like that expansion and just like, you feel more light coming in.
Yeah.
Like that light, like in your body. Right. So then that even happened. Like that's like, I started to have, like, I couldn't eat certain foods anymore. Like I, you know, I couldn't, like, just for me, the way my body's set up, like there were certain foods, like I had to just get rid of like gluten because it was just, my body was like, stop it. Like this
isn't for it's you. Not resonating.
It's not resonating. And I know my body was trying to help me. Like, you just need to clear this stuff out so that you can be more of a clear channel. Right? Like that's just the way I'm set up. Like it's different for every person, of course.
Sure. But yeah, absolutely.
Like I've just understood for me, like it's just, I've got to listen to my body. Like I don't listen to my body, it gets really angry at me and like manifests all this physical stuff. Right.
Yeah. Well, talking about numerology again, you know, five is the number of the physical body, you know? So yeah, a lot of people who have like a lot of five in their chart or their life path five, they're nutritionists, fitness coaches, things like that. So that kind of checks out. Like as you're saying that, I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
Oh my gosh, that makes total sense. Like I didn't realize.
So you're probably you probably receive a lot of information through your physical body, like sensations and things like that.
Yes, 100%. Yeah,
that's totally. So cool.
Yeah.
They have a new layer. I love that.
Yes.
Beautiful. We have another question, but Alice says, Kate, do you feel like you're ready? You're already on New Earth. Do you already feel like you're on New Earth?
That's a really good question. I feel like it kind of goes, like I feel yes, but then I can still feel the old too. Because I always feel like New Earth or like 5D or whatever, like it's a state to me, it's like a state of being, like a consciousness that I hold the more I open up, like in my light body. However, there is still like this 3D world that I still operate in. And in some ways, like I still need to operate in.
Of course. Yeah.
I hope this is making sense. So it's
it
like,
it does. I think we're all going through that.
Right. Where it's like, they show me this image of, it's like 1 foot in the old earth and like 1 foot in the new earth. And I find it's this constant, what's the right word? Like constant focus of how do I balance this? Like understanding that like my soul has chosen to be here, like, and experience this right now, like that I'm aware of. I know we all have different aspects going on, but anyway, like I'm here right now. Like the earth is changing, like new energies are coming in, but we're kind of like balancing. Like I feel that balance on both sides. So I do find it's a constant, like it can be a challenge at times, like, you know, because you do, like you could have, like everyone embodies it differently, right? So it's like, it could be someone is embodying like the 5D and maybe someone's embodying like that 4D or 3D or different levels of consciousness, but you're standing right beside each other.
Right.
But you feel like you're in a different world. And it's like, how do I relate like to this old world? So I feel as a roundabout way to answer your question, I feel like it's always that straddle and that balance. And it's always like, I don't know about you, Beck, but I always find like, okay, when I'm in like my home, my sanctuary, my space, I feel it's very okay. Yeah. Like I'm in my my new earth consciousness and it feels really good. But then when I go out into the world, sometimes it can be a little jarring for me. Like I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Totally.
Right. Like I've really had to like up my protection and, you know, all that kind of stuff, like to help me with that, because I would get physical reactions like migraines or like headaches if I'm not like protected appropriately for me.
Right.
So, but I love that question because I feel like it is such an interesting time right now, because I feel like there's just so many of like people out there who are like, okay, like I'm ready. Let's go to the new earth, like that new consciousness, like let's do it. And then there's some souls who are like, yeah, like I'm good where I am, which is, that's no judgment. Like, again, like all sign up, like all our souls sign up for like what we're experiencing at this time. But it is like, I'm almost even seeing now they're showing me an image of like that, like seesaw or like teeter totter, right? Where you're like, ooh, feeling good. Whoa, like
yes, very, yeah, very big highs, very big lows, you know, for sure right now. And it makes you question yourself. It makes you question your sanity and everything. You're like, what kind of roller coaster am I on right now?
Like, what is even going on? Like that exploding emoji again. And, you know, I find like, it's just that, again, like the more I intentionally connect and channel, and I've really been working on presence, bringing presence in throughout my day.
That
it makes it a, like, I don't know if it's easier, but it's like, you just keep expanding into that new earth consciousness. Right. But yeah, I just really feel it this time in the world. It's like, we're all kind of, how do you balance that? The two.
100%. I want to kind of piggyback, because you had already kind of answered some questions that I was going to ask you about animal communication. My question is, how has that changed your relationship with both animals and humans in deepening into this gift that you have?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I always feel like I want to cry when I talk about the animals. Right? Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
Your heart just expands for them. And
yes,
they're just so beautiful. Like, we're so lucky to have them in this world.
Absolutely.
And lucky because they hold so much wisdom, like just the wisest beings. And even just the fact that they just live in the moment, you know, like something as simple as that, which we as humans can have a hard time with. But they're just such amazing teachers that way. And I feel like the way it's changed for me is, I feel like I always kind of understood, like, okay, yeah, like animals are here to teach us. But when I started communicating with them, I was like, whoa, like they're here to teach us on a very profound and a very deep level. They're here to teach us, to help us how to open our hearts. Like, that's how I always, you know, I always feel that with them. Like, they're here, like, how do we open our hearts? Like, how do we love ourselves first? Like, how do we understand that we are enough and we are worth it in this world, and that we all have our own unique gifts? And they see us, like, they see us so clearly. Like, I'm not just talking like with their eyes, like I'm talking with their soul.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah.
Like with their soul. And they see us as beautiful beings, like even when we don't see ourselves as that. And I feel like the animals, like, you know, like so many other things, like, you know, with like elemental guides coming back, like and the angels, like, you know how they've all kind of ratcheted up to like, and the galactics to like really like earth as we ascend and as we go through this change. Well, the animals are right there too. Like, they're at the front of the line, and they're there too. And they just hold us and they accept us. And they even do like just simple things like help us ground our energy. Like, they're so high vibration, the animals, like,
yeah,
they hold so much light and they're so high vibration that even when they're, you know, lying at your feet or their heads on your lap or their paws on you, like, they're like, I'm helping you
totally
churn all of that out and like get it into the ground and transmute it and out. And they can do it so much more quickly. Right. And they can clear karma. Like, you know, they don't hold that because they're such low bodies. Like, they're, so I feel like it's, Yeah, again, I've always loved the animals, but I love them on a deeper level now because I understand, like, you know, it's wonderful because we can ask them, and I ask them questions like, you know, people want to know, like, do you like your food? Like, you mm-hmm. know, do you like the cat that you live with or the dog mm-hmm. that you live with? Or is mm-hmm. there anything else I can do, like, on a practical level? And they're always happy to help answer these questions. But what I really love is how they help us on that deeper healing level, because they see us, like they see yeah. us clearly, and who they are with, we are with no judgment.
Yes, absolutely.
They help us. There's no judgment from them. They just want to help us. They want to help us be our best, our true selves, like living from our heart.
Yes.
And yeah. And again, like that soul contract piece, like I really started to understand that, like to go back to your question, like when I started communicating with them, like I really understood like, oh, like we've all made a soul contract with whatever animal companion is in our yeah. life right now. And what is that? And how can that help bring you home? So
beautiful.
Yeah.
So we can't even comprehend, you know, we cannot comprehend how much our animals love us and how much love they embody. And I mean, we should all take a page from their book, honestly. That's actually a message that came up, you know, during this last lunar eclipse for me mm-hmm. was surrender to love, you know, and I feel like maybe that's something that the animals do on a daily basis, you know, like they just, they're so pure and they're able to embody that so readily, you know?
Yes, that's exactly it. That's the perfect word for them. They're just beautiful, pure beings. Like I just see them filled with this white, pure light. Mm-hmm. And you're right, like that's a beautiful page that we can take from their book, is how do you just embody that love and be that love mm-hmm. you know, for yourself and others.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Kate. That was beautiful. Yeah. Such a beautiful answer. My next question is, you recently did a video where you shared the intensity of this most recent eclipse. Speaking of the eclipse portal being transformative for you. Can you please elaborate on that?
Yeah, that was a big one.
It was so moving. I just want to say, you know, when I was listening to it, I was shooketh. I was like, I could feel the words like as you were saying it. So, yeah. And I'm really glad that you shared it, because that was like, that was profound. And it was a profound transit for all of us, you know?
It was a big one. And yeah, so, I mean, yeah, for me with like this eclipse series with the Taurus and Scorpio eclipse series that I think really for me, the energy, like shortly, we might've had our first one in the end of 2021, but really like January, 2022 is like mm-hmm. when this kind of energy started to come online. And so mm-hmm. again, like just kind of speaking about like quickly about like astrology charts, but eclipses happening in Scorpio and Taurus. So for me, like the way those are set up in my birth chart is because, so I'm a Scorpio rising. So I have mm-hmm. Scorpio in my first house, which is really like our identity and like
right.
who we are and like the, you know, how we show ourselves to the world and all that kind of stuff. And then Taurus for me is in my seventh house of relationships and partnerships, which is also where my Chiron is. I mean, I know we all have that in Taurus, but for me, anyway, it's in my seventh house, which is like deepest wounding in this lifetime.
Yay for us.
I feel like, cause I was kind of making some notes to try to, how do I put this into words? But it started for me really around, you know, around that piece of like, but like, again, it seems like a simpler question, but it's like, who am I even? Like, who am I? Like, they keep showing me like this, like snake skin came off of me, like full, like almost 18 months or whatever. But where I started to notice it in the world was where certain relationships started to shift. So there's that for me, like that seventh house, like first house, kind of like axis sort of thing or whatever. But mm-hmm. My relationships started to shift. And, you know, friendships and stuff like that. And you can't explain it. It's just all of a sudden it starts to happen. Like it's different. And so those started to shift. And I found that really hard. You know, again, just because like relationships are a mirror for me, especially with the way my chart's set up. And so I started to get messages about, you know, shifting and changing relationships. And so I started to go through that like the first half of 2022. And it was like, I couldn't avoid it. It was like, no, you just have to do this. Like, there's no talking about it or bargaining or anything. It's like, no, like, you just have to do this. Like, I had to surrender to it. And then what happened was then, like, shortly after that, online, like on Instagram, like I created this whole new account. Like I had this other account that I'd had for like 10 years. And I heard like, no, you need to go create another account and start talking about your business, like in the true way and who you are in the true way. Cause I was censoring myself on the other account. Like I was self-censoring because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to say something. People are going to think I'm weird. I'll be like, what's she up to now? Like, what's she doing? Like there was a lot around that for me. Because I've had many other lifetimes where I was either killed or harmed for speaking my truth and showing myself to the world and showing my gifts to the world, right? Like, so many.
Like, I think like a lot of us can relate to that.
Yeah. Like, I feel like so many of us have that throat stuff, right? Like, it just sits there in the throat like a lump, you know?
Yep.
And so it was like, you need to get rid of this account and like go start a new one. So I started the new one. And then that's where then I met people like you. And I met like, right? Like I met you. And then I met like all of our other beautiful friends, like Wendy and I connected, and Stevie and Chris, I connected Spark, and like all of these beautiful and so many other beautiful people too that I've met and talked to all the time online, where it was like, oh my gosh, like they see me, like you guys see me for who I am. Like, you don't think I'm a weirdo. Like, you understand.
We are the weirdos.
Oh, there's other weirdos. Like, yay.
I personally think we're the best, but that's just me. So.
Right. Like, that's just how it is. Like, let's be honest, right? So, and so then that started to happen. And then my priestess lifetime started to come back to me, like that Avalon I talked about, ancient Egypt. Like all that, it was really ancient Egypt and it was Avalon that started to come back up. And those priestess lifetimes that I started to like, really like, oh my gosh, like, this is what I did in other lifetimes. Like I worked with the stars. Like I need to share this information. Like I can share this on here. Like I needed to create a space to start off where I felt like I can 100% be myself. And that's what that did for me, creating that new account. And then throughout this process, what I also started to see is how in this lifetime, I had molded myself and rejected like almost like the feminine essence in me. Because you know how we have the masculine and the feminine.
Of like, course.
Both embody that. But I had rejected the feminine essence in me and embraced more of the masculine so that I could fit in. Again, I always felt like I needed to fit in. That's like my biggest thing. Like, feeling like I need to fit in. And that's, you know, again, like that's a big part of my chart, but it's also as a projector, that's something that can be a real struggle. Like, because you can feel like you're just different or something, or like you see stuff, but like not everyone's ready to hear what you see. Right. Like you have to be careful that you get those invitations from the people to share like what you see.
Right.
And so what I realized is if I'm not sharing what I see without being scared, then I'm not going to find my soul client family. Like I'm not going to find my soul family, like the people I know. Right. And so then I started, but now I'm feeling tea. Like tea is here.
Tea.
Beck helped me find tea again, my bluebird guide. And tea has always been here helping me to sing, like to sing from my voice and my throat. And so I started doing that. And like, I started to understand the parts of myself that I had pushed away, like almost thrown away in this time, like starting when I was like 15 to like, I mean, I'm 42 now. So like, however many years that is, I'm not a math person, but it's a long time. Again, what is time? But yeah.
Yeah. Like, what is time? Yeah.
Our linear reality, right?
Right.
And it stifled my voice for like 25 pussy or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? Like I had stifled the real me. And so during all of this, like while I was realizing this, I was going through those really dark nights of the soul. Like I was just on my own, like in the middle of the night, and I would have huge cries, like huge relief of cries. Like I'm talking like guttural, like it's coming from the soul. And I'd never done that before. Like I had always held that back. Like, yes, I would cry. It's not like I never cried.
Right.
I would cry, but I would never cry about that kind of stuff. Like I would be like, okay, I have to push it away and get on with it. Like, you know, I can't look at that. Like I really started looking at my emotions, and that's no joke. When we start to look at our emotions, and I started to look at my wounding, like not only from this lifetime in childhood, but from the other lifetimes. And I would lie in my bed and I would be sobbing and I would feel depths of despair, like a dark cloak over me. And I thought I was never going to get out of the hole. Like I thought I would never, ever crawl out of that hole. But I now see it was all the snake skin. Like they always show me the snake skin, like coming off, and I'm hearing like Kundalini, you know, like Kundalini energy, like starting to swirl up again and me starting to, like, reclaim actually who I am and like what I'm meant here to do. And I feel like it's open. Like, I don't know, kind of have some idea of what's next for me, but like, I feel like I'm embarking on a new journey now in terms of how I serve, like still with the planets, still with the animals, but it's going to be like in a different way. And I wasn't going to be able to do that if it was the old me. And I had all those old patterns and relationships and friendships and wounding and like just staying in that like hamster wheel. Like it was never going to happen for me if I stayed there. And so I guess it was also too, it was really scary for me to be myself when maybe there was people around me who didn't like that. Like when I was evolving, you know, like not everyone comes along for the ride with us, right?
Totally.
So you know what I mean?
I do.
And so that was like probably the worst thing that my soul would be like, that's the worst thing that could happen to me, you know, feeling like, oh, you know, people are leaving my life or like, shunned or don't understand me. Or I would feel like shunned. Again, that's that wounding, right? Like that I still continue. That's always going to be like a work in progress for me because that's what I've signed up for. But like for me, that's a really big deal. Like, you know, like it's a really big deal to be myself. Like I know it's like you hear that, like just be yourself. Like you would hear that, like I'd hear that my whole life. And it's like, no, you don't understand how hard that is for me. To show up
right. The like, world is not conducive, you know.
No, like it's hard. And I self-censored my whole life. So what I actually feel is that this was like a real profound change. And I still feel like, am I even doing it justice with how I'm explaining it and like how I'm putting it into words? Because it was such a massive shift that like I can feel it inside. Like I can feel, like I've even had people say to me, like, you look different. Like they're like, you look different. There's like something about me. Like, I don't know what it is. And I always feel like, I feel like it was that shift, like whatever I went through with these eclipses, and that identity piece with like the Scorpio and the relationships with the Taurus, like whatever that is, that's like, it totally shifted me. And I do feel inherently different. Like now it's like stuff that I cared about. It's like, what is even that? Like, it's just not even my realm anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally do. And I also feel like, you know, you're talking about like your first house versus your seventh house. I look at it as whenever you start to make changes within the self, like it's reflected back to you in your relationships. And so as you evolve, as you change, as you grow, as you mature, et cetera, like your relationships will either step up with you or they'll fall away. And it's like, but we, you know, and I don't know about you, but I for a long time highly identified with my relationships with people. Like that's where I got, you know, I'm a recovering codependent, you know? And so, And so I identified so strongly with my relationships. And as I've like learned how to detach and like, it's almost like you're an observer of your own life.
Yes. that's the, like, you totally put it the perfect way. Like, you become the observer, you become the detached observer. And I 100% agree with you. I identified like highly with all the relationships in my life. Like, I was like, I'm also like a recovering people pleaser. Like, it's, you know, like that was, I was a people pleaser my whole life. Like, I, it was always like, I have to be the good girl. Like, I need to be the good girl. I can't rock the boat. Like, I need to manage everyone's emotions so everyone is okay. Right? Like,
I need to make sure that you're happy, because if I don't, I failed, you know?
Yes. And there was like a perfectionism piece around that, that I really hurt. And so I love how you said that about highly identifying relationships, but then you start to change the dial so that you become that detached observer. Mm-hmm. And you're just, you're not like, you can have compassion, but you're not, it's not like your heart's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, your heart's like, I don't know, like open, and I don't know, it is open, but it's like, it's just, it's, I don't know how to explain the detached feeling. It's like, you can see it and feel it. I don't know. I'm not explaining it right.
It's okay.
Sometimes I just get these feelings and I can't explain it.
Same. Yeah. Maybe they're not meant to be explained, you know. Yeah. That's the only thing I can figure.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just it's not, and Cass, I can totally relate. Yeah, I figured we could. Yeah, like a lot of people are they're on this path and they're like, okay, yeah, I get that. Okay, yeah. It's not just me, you know.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll just, we'll maybe we'll figure out a way to explain it later, but I just, I'm like you, I don't have the words to explain that particular feeling. It needs its own word. I think we need to come up with one.
It totally does.
Yes. So my next question is, who is someone that has been a great influence in your life and why?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So when I was thinking about this question, I was like, right away, I heard Grandpa. And so I don't know if you remember that he was in the reading you did with me. Mm-hmm. But so my grandpa, he passed on to the other side actually 10 years ago next month. Mm-hmm. And so when he was on this side of the veil, he was my connection to nature. Like, he was the one who really helped nurture that. I have so many memories of, like, my grandparents lived on this really big property out in like a country area. And they, part of this property was this huge forest. And so we would go on these forest walks, like with my grandpa, like my sister and I would. Mm-hmm. And he was all about the trees. Like, he was all about the trees. Like, he was all about, like, that's this kind of tree. And like, mm-hmm. look at this tree. And oh, there's some deer tracks. And, you know, like he was, mm-hmm. he was really like that nature connection. Mm-hmm. He had a way with animals. Like, it was just something innate to him. And so, and I mean, I know that we've had other, he and I have had other lifetimes together. Like, I know it came through the reading that we were in the Pleiades to get together training. You know, with nature and animals and that heart-centered healing and that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. like the Pleiades, right? Mm-hmm. But, in this, so right away he came to me, like, not only when he was on this side of the veil, but I feel him so strongly on the other side of the veil. Like, I feel him around me all the time. Whenever I'm around a tree, he's there. Whenever I'm around a bird, he's there. And he talks to me all the time. And he's always, anytime, like, you know, when we were talking about this big transformation and like when I did that video last week, he was there cheering me on. Like, I could see him jumping up and down and he's like, you go, girl. Like, you know, like, that's like how his like energy is.
Yes.
And, you know, even like he's always leaving nickels. So he used to do this thing where like when we were young, he would be like, oh, what's behind your ear? And then all of a sudden like a nickel would appear.
It's a little trick. Cool. And
he's always leaving nickels, like, especially during profound transformations and times, I'll randomly find a nickel. And it's not just me, it's other people in my family too. Like, that's his way that he communicates with us. Mm. So I still feel him now. And I feel like he's really like spurring me on and urging me on to, actually I'm hearing now from him, complete the mission that we started in the Pleiades. So it feels like there's some sort of something that we started there with, like, nature, like the heart, the animal, like it's the elementals, like there's something there.
Beautiful.
It really all comes back to the heart. And he wants, like, you need to continue what we started there. Like, I really feel that right now from him, that he's saying that.
Beautiful.
And I feel like that's why that was the first person that like I heard when I was thinking about that question.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and then I was also thinking about someone, an energy reader who I met like shortly after I left my career. And she actually, looking back, spent a lot of time helping me own my intuition and my gifts. Like, she'd be like, why don't we practice pulling cards? Okay, what do you see? What do you hear when you see that card? And like, okay, why don't we practice like writing automatically? What do you see? What do you hear? And I didn't realize until I was thinking it now. It's like, oh my gosh, she spent all this time with me. Like, she was a mentor and a teacher. Like, yes, I was going to see her for like sessions, but we would like connect outside of those and be in nature and like go on hikes and do this. And then she would say, like, what do you hear? Like, what do you see? And I'm like, oh my gosh, she was helping me. And I know we've known each other in other lifetimes too. Like, I feel a priestess lifetime and a Pleiades connection there. Like, it's always the Pleiades, right? Mm-hmm. But she, like, in the last sort of, I guess, 8 years, she's been a profound influence in that way, because I now can look back and be like, oh, she saw, she was here to help me like hone those gifts. Because mm-hmm. when I started doing that with her, like, they really started to open up a lot. So mm-hmm. yeah. Those were kind of the two that came to me right now.
Beautiful. Yes. I mean, we all need someone, you know, in these journeys that we're on to kind of, you know, be by our side, you know, and support us. And we do the same for them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's again, those soul contracts that we make, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Alice says, thanks for this wonderful chat, Beck and Kate. And then Kaz says, our grandparents were so in touch with nature. I agree. I, like, if I look back at, you know, my own grandparents, I was like, you know, they loved to be outside. Like, they were always outside. They were always, like, in the dirt, you know, like, yeah. digging around and doing things. And they knew so much more, you know.
Yeah, that is so, so true. I agree with that. 100%. They like, there was just something different, like with their connection. It was like innate or something. And they were so close to the earth. Like, they were so close to that groundedness and that earth and that beautiful energy that it's like they embodied it more or something. Yeah.
Right. That's beautiful. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that, Kate. My next question is, what are some themes that you're noticing or seeing for 2023 energetically?
Yeah. Okay. So like when I tuned into this, I'll just tell you like what they showed me, like what okay. I saw. Like, so what I felt now, like energetically and maybe happening for people is like, they showed me people with like blindfolds over their eyes. And it was like, they weren't sure where to go. Like, they weren't sure what to do. Like, where do I go? What do I do? I feel like I'm changing. I feel like something's changing. I can't put words into it. Where do I go? What do I do? But like, I'm seeing kind of their hearts lighting up a bit. Like, they're showing me like hearts kind of lighting up where it's like their soul is like curious, but they've got the blindfold because they're just not sure.
Right.
And it felt like to me that it'll start to lighten up for anyone who's experiencing this, like towards the end of the year. Like, I kind of started to see like some golden light and like sun, that it'll start to lighten up a little bit. Like, I'm hearing the sun returning a little bit and kind of poking out. And I kept like, it felt like there was the question of who am I even anymore? Like, a lot of like what I feel like I went through like this past 18 months, I feel like there could be more of that energy on tap for people. Like, who am I more? Like, who am I? Like,
right?
Like, who am I outside of the group? Who am I outside of the community? Like, yes, again, we always have that balance, but it's like, no, but who am I in my heart? And then they gave me the words brazen and bold. And it's like, how to step out more. Like, it feels like that energy is on tap for the souls who want to sign up for it. Like, how can you be brazen? How can you be bold? Like, how can you be yourself? And then I also heard sweetness of life. Like, they gave me that, that phrase as well. People searching for that more, but on a deeper level. Like, I feel like there's going to be a lot of, I mean, I know this has been happening a lot in our society of like questioning around like material stuff and, you know, how can we treat the like Gaia better and, you know, like that kind of stuff. But I feel like people are going to be searching for that sweetness of life, like on a deeper level, on a simpler level. Like, I feel like there's totally this thing to like bring it back to like the bare bones, you know, like not all that other noise, like,
right.
Other, like capitalistic society, like stuff, you know, right, that we've always kind of been in. So I really feel that. And then they also gave me, okay. And then they gave me the phrase changing of the guard. And they said energetics of the planet. And it was actually really interesting because they showed me two white columns coming down the planet, like almost like I'm hearing energetically seeding. Like, I mean, it's always happening, but they're showing me with these energies changing, like old guard changing. It's like these two white columns coming down. And like, how can you merge the self with these new energies I'm hearing that are coming in? Like, I just feel like there's going to be a lot of seeking and searching around that. It's going to be on offer. And I'm just hearing, just love yourself and be kind to yourself because you're a beautiful, bright star, a beautiful, bright being of this universe, of the cosmos, of the stars, of the earth. We're all one. We're all one together. And that's coming back online. You're remembering it in your soul. Yeah. You're remembering it in your heart and soul. And that's actually what's going to set you free.
Yes.
Remember that. And that's actually how you find yourself when you remember that. And I just feel like I also want to give like a really big hug to anyone who's struggling with this and grappling with this, because it's no joke. Like, it is no joke when you start to have those questions, and like, who am I even more? Like, who do I want to be? Like, what's my truth? What's my home? How do I come back to my heart?
Yes.
Those are like not for the faint of heart questions for
people. Right.
Right. And so that's why I just want to give like a really big hug to anyone who's going through that. And also just to say that like when, like, I don't know why I want to say this, but it's like, I just like, I see your heart and like, I see all the hearts shining, like all the hearts that are shining and pulsing and like waking up and like wanting to find their truth and wanting to find their freedom and their own, like wanting their voice. I see them all lighting up and it makes a difference. Like, not only are you making a difference for yourself, but you're making a difference for the world, the collective, because we are all connected. Like, they're
showing
you that infinity sign. Like, they're like, we are all connected.
Yes.
And like, I just see you and I understand, and I'm giving you a really big hug because it's just, it's no joke to take that. It's like an initiation. Like, I'm hearing the word initiation.
It is. Oh yes. That's absolutely what it is.
Yeah. Like, and walk and have the bravery and the courage to walk through that portal. Especially when that's not something that's really ever, that's been encouraged in our society for a long time. To walk through that portal and take that initiation and ask those hard questions, because that heals not only you, but the collective, but like all your ancestors before, like everyone, right?
Yes.
I just felt like I just wanted to say that, and that the sweetness of life is like, it's already here and it's already in your heart. And it's just about, it's knocking on your heart. It's knocking on the door and it's coming.
Yes.
You have to answer the call. You just have to open the door. Like, even if it's just a little bit of a crack, just like try it out and see what happens. And honestly, your life will change.
That is so fabulous. Thank you, Kate. Like, that is so profound. And, you know, as you were talking, it made me think about how the North and the South Node are going to be transiting into Aries and Libra.
That's right.
Yes. And you were talking about bold and brazen, and like, that's totally some Aries energy.
100%. That's right. Yeah.
And the self versus relationship, you know, like, identify, like, who am I, you know, apart from this?
Yeah. And like, how do I still be myself while still understanding that, yes, there is a group and there is a community, but it's time to stop like sacrificing our truth and who we are for that bigger community.
Yes. I'm hearing sabotage our truth, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yes. Like, it's so important that we embody this now. And I know so many on that path.
Yes.
And yeah, I just send really, really big hugs because it's no joke. Absolutely. But it's our hearts are big enough to handle it. So
very true. Kate, this was such an amazing episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on Soul Prints today and sharing your beautiful light and your beautiful wisdom with everyone.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. Like I said, like I was so super excited just to hang out with you. Like,
oh my God. No. We always have the best time.
We always have the best time. You're the best. Like, so I'm
you're the best.
So excited.
I know. And we always have just this gooey love fest on here.
I know. I love it. And I feel like this flew by. Like this.
It did. It did.
I don't even know what the time is. Like, again, what's time? But I'm feeling a little bit so fast. So I love it. I had a lot of fun. So thank you. And thank you everyone who joined too. I love
yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you for all of our commenters today. The very last question is, please tell everyone how to find you.
Okay. Yes. So I am on Instagram as Kate, like K-A-T-E dot S-H-A-N-T-Z. I'm also on Facebook, and Kate Shantz, and then I'm also on YouTube. You can find me, Kate Shantz, and I also have my website, which is www.katejantz.com. So no like periods or anything like that.
Okay. Wonderful.
But yeah. So all of my, like on the website is all of my reading information and you know, bookings or whatever. But if anyone ever has any questions, like I'm always open to messages and DMs and that kind of stuff.
Perfect. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Kate. And thank you everyone out there listening. We hope you have a beautiful rest of your week.
Thank you.